We're talking here today with Grace Carroll from IKM Manning. She is going to be heading down to Ottawa University down in Kansas to continue her volleyball career as well as her education. Grace, congratulations and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You just signed this past weekend as we're talking here on a Monday morning, and I know you mentioned that you feel a little bit relieved that the process, at least of where you're going, is over. How long of a process was this for you?
The process actually took a couple months to figure out, you know, what I actually wanted to do, to put down like the foundation of actually what I wanted to do. I was kind of an undecided major when I came into my senior year. So it took a while for me just to figure out, hey, I want to do kinesiology or exercise science. So that took a little bit of time out of my, you know, trying to figure out what college I actually wanted to attend. And then the process of picking through the different colleges around our area and finding out about Ottawa took a couple months for sure.
So was the education part of it really the most important part for you?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, you can always find volleyball at any school you're going to attend, but finding a good program for whatever you want to go into is really what sets you up for the rest of your life. Volleyball may not be forever for me, so education is definitely a big aspect in what college I was going to attend.
How did you come to the decision then that kinesiology and exercise science was the direction you wanted to head in that part?
I think it just kind of came from my ACL injury and going through all of the rehab and seeing how the PT and OT helps other people. I mean, I'm in there once a week, every week, and that's been like that for months now. So I guess seeing what they actually do and how they help others, and the aspect that, oh, hey, I would get to talk to so many people and be a part of so many other people's lives and help other people, really affected me.
How many schools did you kind of chop off of your list then once you figured out your major and what you wanted to go in that didn't really offer you the program that you were looking for?
I think I cut out about 4 or 5. I mean, Iowa State was probably on my list at some point, but they're just too big of a school for me personally. Coming from a town the size of Manning, I mean, I don't really think I would do very well in a 300 classroom setting. And then a couple of the other schools, it just came down to they didn't have my major, or I just didn't think I would thrive there.
When did the volleyball part of this come in for you? Did you always know it was going to be volleyball at the next level if you played, or when did you realize you wanted to play volleyball next level?
I think I kind of always had a feeling that if I was going to go on to play something, it would be volleyball, especially when I started playing beach for Melissa last summer. I think it kind of just kicked in that, like, hey, this is what I want to do. I mean, I really love track. I do only play 2 sports, but like most of these schools, when I went to Ottawa, they said, like, if you wanted to try track the first year you were here too, you can. But volleyball was definitely my deciding factor on everything. And I think it happened definitely this year, and I not being able to play just kind of sparked it that, like, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to play at the next level.
How did the recruiting process then start for you? And then how did it kind of work through that injury this past volleyball season?
The recruiting started with Melissa Blessington, actually, who coaches for our Rise 712 team out of Carroll now. She coached for Ottawa 2 years ago. So she kind of sent me down their road and allowed me to see what they had to offer. She's the one who actually set up my first visit with all of them, so I really do appreciate her help in all this.
What was those early conversations like? And the other spinoff of that is you are going to, in a way, play 2 seasons because you're doing indoor and beach, correct?
Yes, correct.
So what were those conversations like early on with coaches, and was it always beach a part of it, or was that just because Ottawa kind of offers that?
So the conversations actually started with, you know, just getting a feel for how Ottawa's team actually ran. I mean, I didn't get to meet with Ashawn, who is the head volleyball coach at Ottawa, when I was there due to him being off campus, but we called a couple days after or whatever, and we talked to each other, and I wanted to get a feel for how the mentality of his team actually was. I mean, your team can be the best on the market, but if your mentality is everybody's fighting and drama, then, you know, I don't really want a piece of that pie. So that was my first question for him, and he just ran with it, and he was so proud of what his team has become. And he said, like, Melissa being with them before really did help his program, and now he's just kind of running with everything, and his team really gets along. So that was the first conversation I had. And then when I was talking to Melissa about the team and everything, she was telling me about their dietary aids that she has helped with. Before, when she coached there, she would make the gluten-free food for whoever she had on her team. If somebody was lactose intolerant, she would make the food for them so they didn't feel out of sorts by any, like, you don't feel burdened because of their team. So that was another conversation I had, that, like, hey, I have celiac disease, how will we go forward with this? How will I feel, you know, being on a bus with other people and I will have to bring my own food, or how's that going to work? So that was another conversation we had. And then the beach thing kind of came up last year, that I decided that I think I would rather play beach than indoor volleyball. Not because I hate indoor, you know, any of that, but beach was just a different thing. I've played indoor volleyball my entire life, so I mean, getting a different feel of beach volleyball was exciting. It was something new. So when I started my journey on beach last year, I think that's kind of where it came to me, that, like, hey, I could play beach somewhere as well. You don't always have to play indoor.
Is beach easier on your body? Is that part of it?
I would say probably not. If you ever go to, like, the beaches in Florida and just have to walk through the sand, it's definitely not that exciting, and you might be tired by the time you get to your chair. So it's definitely when we went to Destin, Florida, over for my family vacation after I had finished our beach season, and Mom was like, how did you play in this? Like, this is kind of exhausting. So I would definitely say beach is going to be more effort due to it being in sand. You don't have your feet sink into the sand. And then also you only have two people on the court space. So there's only two of you playing on your team.
So you looked at other schools though. When did Ottawa University kind of become the forefront, and what other schools did you look into and visit?
I visited Central College. That's just up in Pella, about 3 hours from us. And I mean, I toured there and I was really thinking about going there. And I mean, funny story is their head volleyball coach and their head track coach are actually married. So when I went in to talk to her, she was like, do you run track? So then I got to talk to the track coach too, because they're actually married. So that was exciting. And I've been to some of their camps, but then I just decided that it wasn't for me once I went to Ottawa. Ottawa just felt better. It just felt like that was where I should be and that I could thrive there. And then I also went to Wartburg. They did not have my major, unfortunately. So their volleyball program and all their athletics were really cool. They have amazing facilities. They actually have a pool for the community and the campus. I mean, it was really, really great campus, but they did not have my major, so they kind of just got kicked because of that. And then, as I said, Iowa State just too big. And then I looked at a couple down in Florida just online, and it's just too far right now. I think this is kind of my test run to see if beach is where I want to go or if I want to stay doing indoor. But I checked on a couple in Florida, a couple in Oregon. I mean, it just all ended out that, hey, those are probably too far, especially for my freshman year. Just being closer to my family is probably a good aspect for me. Then when I got to Ottawa, I just felt good, like I should be there.
What was the conversation like with the coach down at Ottawa when you said you were coming?
He was really excited. He definitely was talking to me about, like, their team and, as I said, how their mentality goes. And he was just so excited. And when I went down there and I actually got to eat lunch with their girls, and they were like, you'd be the first Iowa player to play with us, like, on the team this year. They don't have anybody from Iowa. So they're like, if you join, you'll be the only person from Iowa on our team. Now, I don't know where all their recruits are coming in from. I know he has about 10 people that he's recruiting for volleyball this year. So I'm not sure where all of us are coming from. But the last time I heard, I was going to be the first Iowa person on their team this season.
Is that pretty exciting for you?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think that seeing all the different aspects from different states and learning about other people's traditions and cultures, and that'll just be so exciting to see different things and understand other people.
Where do you feel you still need to get better at volleyball? And what were those conversations like with the staff down at Ottawa?
I definitely, right now, it's more about recovery than what I can actually do better. I mean, I sent him my film from 2 years ago, maybe. Okay. I was like, just so you know, I don't know if this is how I will play when I get back. Like, don't be so in awe if this is not how I play right away. I think it's more about getting my knee to where it needs to be, making sure that I'm recovered fully. And their staff 100% understood that. They aren't going to force me to, you know, jump into this position and not be 100% healed. An ACL surgery and recovery is about 9 months. So I got surgery in October. So, I mean, I won't really be healed until June, July. So it's more about fully recovering and then coming back and giving all the strength and all the training I have and just getting back to where I was first, and then getting to where I can build myself off of that.
How close, how comfortable do you feel when you go out? Do you do any of that type of work right now?
Not at the moment. I have just gotten cleared to run as tolerated.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago. So, but my PT guys are telling me that I should probably focus on strengthening my quad first. They took a little section of my quad, and that's what they used to reform my ACL. That's what is screwed into both my patella, oh Lord, my two bones in my leg. Anywho, so they actually, when they take that piece from your quad, it shrinks your quad muscle like really hard and really fast. It's just all of a sudden you had a quad and now you don't. So you just have to build all that muscle back, and I haven't built it all back. I think I'm about at 50% or under of the muscle I had before.
Okay.
So they are kind of trying to make sure that my muscle is built back, because they don't want it to be so lopsided that if I decide to run or make a fast-paced move or anything like that, that they don't want my quad to give out on me on my left side.
Well, I know you enjoy the weight room, so that recovery will probably go very, very well for you. One last thing, what are you most looking forward to when you get down to Ottawa as far as the schooling, you know, the town? Is there the campus? Is there any one thing that you're really excited about?
I definitely think I'm really excited for the cultures that are there. Ottawa actually does an exchange type of thing. So we have, in Manning, we most of the time have like one exchange student or two exchange students for a year. Ottawa actually has people from the UK, the Caribbean, I mean, all these different areas out of state, and all these people come to Ottawa to play sports for them. And so I'm just really excited. I think the last time we were there, they said they had over 30 different out of America places that were with them. They hang up flags in there. They have a chapel on campus and they hang up all the different flags from different states around the country that they have. And they had over 30.
Wow.
So I think I'm really excited to meet new people and experience these different cultures that I will get to see and experience.
Well, that is great to hear. I have a feeling you're going to have a blast down there. Wish you the best of luck with everything. It's going to be fun following your career down there. So congratulations on making the decision, and best of luck. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Grace Carroll again with ICAM Manning. Again, she is going to be headed to Ottawa University to continue her education as well as her volleyball career.